You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm doing a lot of thinking about it. And, what I'm disappointed in, and I'm disappointed in the loud voices, is the chain of command. I feel that a lot of this could have been avoided by just simply the parents that were objecting to it went to Mrs. Mann and Mr. Riley and talked it over.
Indeed.
And I think that a lot of this could have been disappointed. And another thing I'm disappointed in is the rest of the lesson plan and the rest of the story, the lesson to be learned here. So far, but the only lesson that's been taught is if you complain and jump up and down hard enough, you can get something stopped, or you can bully somebody into altering course. Now, has anybody asked Mrs. Mann what the next step in, after these books were read and digested, what the next step of the learning process is going to be or would have been? You know, I really think that we have one of the, I really think that all of our staff in Pope Nuss County is on the leading edge of technology. And I think that, especially in the case at hand with Mrs. Mann, she is literally an expert in her field. And we are asking our instructors, everybody in this room wants the best possible education for our kids. And then when she goes out there and does their homework and, you know, gets down to brass tacks with these kids in the room, it's not the kids who's having a problem with it, it's the parents. And then we get our kids, our schools are the worst schools in the world. They're not getting any education here. Well, I can tell you why. It's because our teachers are not being supported. Now, that's about all I want to say, except for I want to say to you right now, I want Pocahontas families to know, and West Virginia national families to know, that this seat on the Pocahontas County Board of Education supports diverse education, and number two is that this seat supports its instructors and its complete staff. And that's what I want to take away from my message tonight is, you know, I am not an educator. I was elected by the people to be here. And when we have a teacher like Mrs. Mann in particular, I'm going to point my finger right over here. When we have somebody like that that gets educated and does the hard work, we need to stand behind her and give her every single tool we can to get the job done. That's where I stand on the whole thing. I'd like to see more. I want to know what the rest of the plan is, you know, with the discussion on the books, and I'd like to move forward.